This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, as I'm contemplating changing the time of our daytime Monday through Friday show, Super Don, we talked about off the air about, well, it's family considerations, right? How can I spend some more time with the kids, pick them up from school, that kind of thing? And I think I've just convinced myself we've definitely got to change time, because I'm about to go on the air. My wife sneaks into my studio, hands me a jar of organic tikka masala, and without saying anything, hands it to me with one of those grippy openers so I can open it. I'm like, I'm doing a radio show here. So,
nope. Well, you know, that is one of the very important jobs as a husband, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's just for decades, you know, probably even longer.
I still think we got to call Aaron Burnett at CNN to see if it's okay to open a jar for your wife. Right?
We were not put on this planet to open jars.
It's right.
Not our job.
Right. We need to complain a little bit. Come on, division of labor here. Oh my gosh. So what are we going to do today on the air? That totally blew my opening. Not in a bad way. I mean, it's fine. I love telling stories on my wife and kids and myself, and that's okay. As we crank it up here, we got Ty Bollinger, another family man, joining us, and of course Grandpa Super Don here. We got Eric on the board at GCN, and just, you know, a shout out to all of our listeners through GCN. We are maintaining our relationship with GCN, our syndicated Sunday broadcast, but we've got some changes coming up on the 18th of March, our Monday, middle of the month then, and we'll be, you know, keep your ears open, stay connected through robertscottbell.com. There's some really cool things. In fact, we may be changing the time of the show. That's why I opened up saying that. Now, another thing I want to announce, really, and it's, I know it's bad form, Super Don, but tomorrow, we 1 hour before showtime, our normal time, we are going to do a live webinar on hydrogen water. I've talked about it. I've had guests on about it. And we are going to do a live webinar to answer all of your questions about hydrogen water. So here's the thing. Some of you might say, I can't do it at 6 Eastern or 3 Pacific. I'm ready to go on your show at 7 Eastern and 4 Pacific. Well, here's the good news. As long as you sign up to be a part of the webinar, for free, by the way, you can catch the rebroadcast of it. In other words, it's going to be like tape delayed for you. But if you don't sign up, you will not be able to watch it ever. All right? So don't worry if you can't attend it live. But I want you to plug into this very, very important scientific validation on the reason for molecular hydrogen in your water. And that's going to be coming up tomorrow. That's the 21st of February 2019 for those of you listening live. If not, it's too late. No worries. Super D, we've got the FDA. And I'm not even going to play the FDA team because this is how fast have they shown that they are so desperate that they're willing to violate, well, I shouldn't even say that, because the federal government violates prohibitions against certain actions all of the time, right? The Constitution is something that limits government. It defines clearly and specifically what government is allowed to do. And, of course, the first 10 amendments, you know of them as the Bill of Rights, were designed to restrict government from abrogating your freedoms. Not a fully enumerated 10 amendments that means 10 rights or anything like that, but basically these are the things they can't violate, and of course there are more. So now the FDA head Gottlieb, Scott Gottlieb. He says the federal government might have to step in if states don't change their lax vax laws. I made it a rhyme there, lax vaccine laws. I like the lax vax laws. I'm thinking, what lax vax laws is he talking about? And why is he bringing this up now? You know, all these years, you know, the CDC has been adding to the childhood vaccine quote-unquote mandate list, right? You should be getting them. And the states have the authority to regulate certain things at that level. The feds have no authority whatsoever to dictate to the states what they must mandate or prohibit regarding the health of the people. And here you have now Gottlieb, you know, entering the fray on vaccine mandates or exemptions. What the hell is going on here? Now, we were under no delusion that Gottlieb was a, even though Trump has spoken a good game against Big Pharma, Gottlieb, I couldn't find much in his past that says, yeah, he really doesn't like Big Pharma either, right? No, he's going to be a good boy. He's going to do what he's told by his pharmaceutical handlers in and out and around the FDA. But what do they mean? Change lax. So what is the definition of a lax vaccine law? Is it that you have a state that allows for religious freedom, religious exemption? It's like, well, I really don't believe in, injecting aborted fetal tissue in my child. For that matter, I don't believe in injecting DNA or RNA from animals. I mean, look at the Bible. Read it. If you know it at all, I think they say don't lie down with animals. And it doesn't get much more intimate than injecting animal stuff into you or aborted fetal cells. Okay, so is that what Scott Gottlieb is calling lax? Or is it the philosophical objections that they allow? Not every state, but some. That was overturned in California, and they hadn't had it in a long time in Mississippi or West Virginia. Suddenly now he's interested in the exemption issue? Why now, of all times, right? Why now with this supercharged talk of the end of the world as we know it due to spreading of measles? Which is really no more or no less than on any average year if you start looking and averaging it out every year. The nonsense that they've claimed we eradicated it in the year 2000, it's a lie. And then you've got Senator Dickey Pan writing into the Surgeon General, right? Dickey Penn hasn't been hurt enough, hasn't done enough damage in California. He wants to take it out to the entire country. He wrote a letter to our nation's Surgeon General, Vice Admiral Jerome Adams, urging him to make vaccination a public health priority. Pan writes, "Our nation requires your leadership to stop this attack on our nation's health by addressing the spread of vaccine misinformation, causing unwarranted vaccine hesitancy." Notice that term. The World Health Organization said, if you're hesitant, you're dangerous. "And recommending policies that restore community immunity." That's a made-up rhyme there, if there ever was one. "Which protects our children and the most vulnerable among us." This is an amazing time, folks. Desperation is showing. Pinterest has even banned anti-vaccine posts, according to the Wall Street Journal, something we've covered before as well. Why is this happening? I think it may have something to do with the lawsuit against the HHS that was put up there by the Children's Health Defense Fund, RFK Jr., Del Bigtree, the Highwire team, and catching them dead to rights on the fact that there are no safety studies, placebo-controlled safety studies or efficacy studies. So, safety, efficacy of vaccines. When they say vaccines are safe and effective, that's a mantra. It's a dangerous cult. It's like you've entered Jim Jones Kool-Aid territory, and the mantra when you go before you drink the Kool-Aid is vaccines are safe and effective. And your eyes start going squirrely, and you go, oh yeah, vaccines are safe and effective. And then somebody has the audacity, like in the old childhood fables of, was it Aesop's fable? What was it? The emperor wears no clothes. Somebody says, hey, wait a second. I have yet to see the studies or study that proves vaccines are safe and effective. The science is settled. We got a frickin' robot culture. The United States of Drug and Vaccine America. And so we are now at that point where they have been caught dead to rights, and they are now accelerating their timeline. I mean, they were always trying with the Healthy People 2020 to get these vaccine mandates through. It's 2019, by a year from now, maybe this is their play. It's not going as well as they thought. We're just going to pull out all the stops, and we're just going to freak everybody out and try to, maybe we can erase all archives of the Brady Bunch and the Flintstones when they made fun of measles. Yeah, it wasn't something people were going to die. It's a fun episode of the Brady Bunch. It's a fun episode of the Flintstones cartoon in the 1960s. No. It's deadly. Everybody's going to die. And pay no attention to those who are shedding viruses from the MMR, who are much more likely to be the cause of any new outbreak outside of wild strain measles that sometimes can happen from foreigners coming from other areas of the world into the United States. But remember, there is a significant percentage of those who are fully vaccinated that is still succumbing to the wild-type measles, much less the strain within the vaccine. Now that the FDA chief has gone into it, we have got to remind you that the 10th Amendment is your, I won't say your last best stop. I mean, we should be using it a long time ago. But those laws, well, let me say, those powers not enumerated, granted to the federal government, belong to the states or the people, respectively. The federal government has no authority here, and that the FDA chief is blowing smoke, or vaping smoke, I don't know what he's doing. They are desperate, folks. The message is winning, calls for censorship, that's an admission of failure. When you have no argument, you have to censor the opposition to the argument that you do not have. Super Don, do you have anything to add into the mix? I know I haven't been giving you much time to speak, and I feel bad about that.
Do you feel bad?
A little. I love to hear from Super Don. Everybody loves you.
I mean, listen, I don't want to interrupt the stream of consciousness like that. But, yeah, this is really interesting. Because if you look at the numbers, check it out. The last time the media went bonkers over the measles was, that I recall anyway, it was back in 2015 when the Disneyland measles situation happened, right?
Right.
You had 147 cases of measles that they claim anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're at 127, which is less than what happened then, and that was nuts.
Yeah, and they're freaking out at this point right now, and it's not all in one place. A little bit here, a little bit there. It's part of the normal process every year.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, why is everything nuts right now?
Mm-hmm.
But I like your theory, but, man, I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over. They're really pulling out all the stops this time.
No. I mean, they're going for the proverbial broke here. They will not stop until you remove all exemptions to vaccination, leaving only the medical ones, and then they're going to control the doctors as they're trying to do in California, who actually have a conscience and know about the danger and the lack of safety or efficacy studies based on no peer-reviewed articles with placebo controls.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, robertschadbell.com. By the way, the newsletter email that Super Don sends out, he says he's going to send it out tonight. We've been meaning to get it out, been busy. And that will include, if you can't find it otherwise, the link to the Echo Water presentation on molecular hydrogen, a webinar, 1 hour before our normal start showtime. And I'll be participating in that. But you can right now go to robertscottbell.com and through social media, our page on Facebook and through Twitter, that's blasted out, the links there. You don't have to show up on time or even on the same day, but you have to be signed up in order to be able to watch it later. Because if you miss it, I don't want you to miss it. I want you to learn about the stuff we talk about here, and I can't do a full hour on it normally, so that's our opportunity. Now, with that, let's jump in. Let's say class is about to be in session.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day comes from Shane. He's known as the Colloidal Silverman in YouTube, our friend in YouTube. Shane here. Hello, everyone. Hi-ho, Silver. Love all of you brothers and sisters on here with us. Super D and Robert, this show rocks the docks. Keep rocking. Love you guys. Guest speakers are brilliant as well. I think he's buttering us up or something.
I know, right?
Yeah. He wants me to put on my egghead cap, which I do from time to time. All right. Now, for a question, Shane says, I was curious about colloidal silver ions and them being transformed into the gut to make silver chloride. Or do the ions largely get bound to metalloproteins and they get carried through the body? The reason I want to know is there's so much bad information about silver becoming silver chloride and becoming more useless. I know from you and my personal experience that silver works miraculously well, but want to clear the air. Thank you all. God bless. All right, Shane, great question. I think you already know the answer to this. The only bioactive form of silver within any biological terrain is the ion, is the silver ion. That's an Ag+. That means it carries a positive charge. You remove an electron, it becomes positive. So for those that argue, well, if you put those ions in, they're just going to get neutralized in the stomach and they're turned to silver chloride. I have particulate silver. And that's supposed to be really great? Why? Well, it's not going to turn into chloride ions. I'm like, chloride, you mean silver chloride salt? Silver salt? Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Well, why am I not impressed? It's because neutral particulate silver is neutral. It's not active by definition. And therefore, any bioactivity coming from a colloidal silver that is largely neutral particulate matter or even silver bound into proteins, which, by the way, is already often in a salt form within those protein structures, like mild silver proteins, strong silver proteins, they have a very small percentage of silver ions that will dissociate from those complex compounds or neutral particulate silver. But Robert, what about the silver chloride thing? Right. All right. How have I told y'all to take silver hydrosol? 97-98% bioactive silver, which is in the ion form, small percentage of nanoclusters that sit in reservoir for additional ion activity. Very small, so there's a massive amount of surface area for basically that transition phase when it comes into contact with oxygen to oxidize, and now you have some ion active state at Ag+. Well, sublingually. You take that dose, you hold it in your mouth, swish it, swirl it. Why? Because it's the fastest way to absorb it into the lymphatic system for systemic benefit and also to some degree the bloodstream, where eventually it will be bound when it passes to the liver and neutralized in this combination with metallothionines, metalloproteins. You talk about binding, glutathione, selenium-dependent pathways, phase 2 liver bound out through the colon primarily. Very, very fraction of a percentage point ever makes it to the urinary tract. So the argument is, oh, because it's an ion, it will be converted into a salt in the stomach, is silly. There's also hundreds of billions to trillions of these things rolling around if you have the right form. And when we want to deliver it into the GI tract for its benefit there, we combine it with aloe vera juice so the aloe helps to carry it past the stomach. And in this way, allows for bioactivity within the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. But if we have esophageal erosion and stomach ulcerations, we're going to drive that silver hydrosol without aloe in a larger quantity down in the stomach on purpose, preferably in an empty stomach, but on purpose. Why? Because that bioactivity will overwhelm even the so-called hydrochloric acid's ability to neutralize some of the silver, which some will be. But it will have bioactivity to some of the tissue there as well and to help heal ulcerations or eradicate the Helicobacter pylori if that's a problem locally. So the argument against ions is that, oh, they're going to turn to silver chloride. It's like, what are you doing putting neutral particulate or silver proteins in? Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you're a dunderhead. And I know you have to market products. Not you, Shane, by the way. I love you. Appreciate you. I know that. You raise good questions and you give me an opportunity to put on my egghead cap. Go back and listen to some of our discussions with Dr. Rob McCuspey, PhD from Natural Immunogenics. This guy's a nanotechnology expert in silver. He used to be with the government. All right, more questions of the day coming up after this.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Alabama woman who claims she was born in New Jersey is being told she is no longer a U.S. citizen and not welcome. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to Twitter to announce they will not allow the woman to return to the country after she left the United States to join ISIS. She's now in a refugee camp and begging to be allowed to come home. Today at the White House, President Trump says it's up to new Attorney General William Barr to decide what to do with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department.
Reports are out there saying that Mueller's report could be finished by as soon as next week. Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Keep those questions coming. I love them. Make them tough. And we might even answer them on the air. Thank you, Shane, for that one. We do have a caller line. We don't take calls on the air that often. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. We're going to send you out. Super Don tonight is going to send you out the link, if you don't already have it, to the molecular hydrogen and water, the water, hydrogen water presentation, which will be happening an hour before we go live on the air tomorrow. And I want you there. And if you can't be there live, sign up anyway, because that'll give you access to the archive of that. So you can play it at your leisure, since, you know, everybody's so busy. It's okay. You can still catch. But if you don't sign up, you won't be able to see it. So I want you to do that. All right. Just saw a real question. Scott, does RSB endorse grounding earthing? Yes. In fact,
if you listen to a recent interview I did with Hagen Tiers, all the way from Germany, we were talking about the key technology, QI technology, how it mimics the grounding effects of the ions, the negative electrons, that kind of thing, that absolutely, if you can't go out and walk barefoot in the winter, you better have one of these key home technologies. You won't have to run wires through your house to your bed or anything, and you'll be grounded in that way. But, yeah, I like grounding in that way, earthing, so to speak. Super D, any earthing for you, or is that it? You get enough earthing with your grandkids?
Earthing? No. Yeah. No, I don't do much earthing. I'd have to go outside for that to happen.
Roll around in the mud once in a while, recharge.
Or the snow. Like it's actually snowing like crazy right now all of a sudden.
Really? All right, well, we have a phone call of all things to happen on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
Hi, my name is Ron. I'm at Hamilton Field in Northern California. And my call is about the regulations. When and who, what department, what agency of the U.S. government allowed vaping e-cigarettes that have the same toxic constituents in them, and when they're heated at a much more powerful level, to addict with the nicotine contents and with the toxic substances that bioaccumulate in people's bodies? What body of government and what group, and by name, members of the group who allowed this toxic substance through vaping e-cigarette materials to be distributed without heavy rules against them until they've completely saturated the youth market for generations to come, and now talking about making it a demand that you be 21 to purchase the item, when in fact they made and allowed the youth population to be so contaminated with the bioaccumulation substances that now addicted over years can cause a disease and cancer. As they evolved with tobacco smoke some years ago, we were in knowledge who allowed it, why, and what we should do about it.
Hmm.
Ron, at Hamilton Field in Northern California. Yeah. Thank you.
Stay classy, Northern California. Thank you, Ron, for that call.
Nice call.
Yeah, he was signing off officially there. Now, my first answer to you, Ron, is who would allow it? I don't know all their names. I don't even want to go through all their names, but it's the same people. It's the same people that allow vaccinations. Yeah. Vaccination, much more dangerous than the vaping. Yep, I said it. You heard it here. Quote me on that. Vaping, not even close to the danger it poses to children that vaccines pose to children. So he didn't sound very libertarian either, did he? I mean, he's looking for, hey, government, protect us. How dare they? You know,
well,
listen,
he obviously has a very strong opinion about vaping and about e-cigarettes, for sure.
You know, and I don't know, Super Don, you have more experience with this, but can't you, just like with cigarettes, right? We've talked about this on the air, and you were you're a former smoker. And, you know, I remember the Jerry Doyle days getting on him and going, you know, at least choose cleaner cigarettes. And people go, you can't do that. Yeah, well, what? I mean, organic tobacco with that, nothing else, just tobacco. And what the cigarette community became, or the big tobacco became, was a little bit of tobacco and thousands of other chemical constituents that made it a toxic, addictive mess beyond just whatever was in tobacco and nicotine, which, by the way, the Native Americans smoked and didn't get lung cancer by and large. Now, this is not me advocating smoking. I don't want you to hear, oh, Robert Scott Bell, the Hell Show, he says everybody should smoke. But in terms of vaping, and this is my question to you, Super D, I know when is he going to ask me a question? Isn't there an ability to make a choice in terms of what you're vaping? You know, aren't there organic quality vapes that don't have, like, propylene glycol and might do something better, for instance?
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, the ingredients, basically the ingredients of a vaping liquid. You've got water is one of them. And then you've either got propylene glycol or vegetable glycerin are usually the two things that they'll have. The vegetable glycerin, much more preferable than propylene glycol. Okay. I mean, just, you know, just, I think that's obvious. Where you start running into things that are going to be more toxic, as you need to be careful about, is when they put the flavorings in them.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certain flavorings, have been shown to be more toxic than others. So the bottom line here is that, and this is my opinion, that if you're going to have somebody who's going to choose to either smoke cigarettes or vape,
mm-hmm.
vaping is just, I mean, there's no comparison between the two. I mean, it's definitely better than smoking cigarettes because the cigarettes contain everything and anything you can think of in there. Just, you know, hundreds and hundreds of different ingredients and chemicals and things that they put into the tobacco.
Right.
That, not to mention the tar, okay? The tar is a huge problem as well. So
they don't put tar in the vaping things?
No. No, in fact, I've seen experiments that they've done where they've done, you know, remember the old, like science project people that sometimes people would do where they take like a 2-liter bottle and they put like cotton in it and then mm-hmm. they put a cigarette in it and they'd like,
yeah, right,
you know,
right.
And stuff.
Turned it color, yeah.
Absolutely. They've done experiments where they've shown like a vaping pen and a cigarette and they've compared them side by side and there's no comparison. No comparison. So,
but he's worried. He's concerned about the kids. I get that. I mean, I'm not advocating that kids be smoking or vaping, but...
Listen, I agree with him on that.
Yeah.
Listen, kids should not be drinking alcohol. Kids should not be smoking cigarettes. Kids should not be smoking weed. And they shouldn't be using vape pens. There should be an adult thing. And so it's not something they should get their hands on. Do they still get their hands on it? Yes, they do. Now, when the vaping pens came out, was it largely unregulated? Yes, it was. Just like pretty much everything that comes out on the market, it gets out there, people start selling it, it starts getting used, they start noticing there's a problem, and then they might be a little late to the game, but they always end up regulating it somehow if it's a problem. And
yeah,
that's what they're doing now with the vape pens.
Well, and the thing is about regulation, as you know, regulation hasn't worked out well for the drug industry. Well, actually, for the drug industry it has, but for the people who use drugs, not so much. Third leading cause of death. Cigarettes, remember doctors, they used to promote them. The vaping, again, if you're removing a lot of these offensive toxic chemicals that are found and added to what they call tobacco and big tobacco cigarettes, I think I agree with you, Super D. And did vaping help you quit smoking cigarettes?
That's how I quit smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have a personal opinion on the thing because that's how I quit.
Yeah.
So, now look, would it be better to do nothing? I mean, would it be better to smoke nothing, inhale nothing? Of course it would. But you know what? This is a free country. We could do what we want to do, right? So if we want to, you know, hit ourselves in the head with a hammer, we can.
Yeah. Unless
Not
you don't want to vaccinate, right? Or unless want to vaccinate.
Well, that's true. And that's definitely an exception that we're talking about a lot lately, huh?
Mm-hmm. So we've got a headline read it here in the Washington Examiner. Addicted to fear, the FDA is hurtling toward a historic mistake. What is this historic mistake? Scott Gottlieb threatening, once again, Gottlieb in the news, threatening unprecedented action against America's most popular tool to quit smoking. So as Ron, the caller from Northern California, brings up his concern, Gottlieb is apparently concerned as well. But the question is harm versus benefit, right? If we do cost-benefit analysis for vaccines, we can't really do it because they haven't done the studies. Now, all of y'all that have done your investigations, probably that listen to this show regularly, have come to the conclusion, like I have, that benefits, minimal if any, but harm, tremendous with vaccines. And then we could say that with cigarettes, if it were just tobacco, maybe the harm would be less. Now they got tobacco with thousands of things, pretty nasty. Vaping, same scenario. What's in the vape pen? That would be a question I have to determine. You know, relative risk, relative safety, and of course, if it pulled Super Don off of smoking cigarettes, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, let's draw maybe an analogy. Maybe this works, maybe this doesn't, because I'm just pulling this right off the top of my head. But let's say they came out with a vaccine, and the vaccine that they had contained no thimerosal, right, no mercury, it had no formaldehyde in it, did not include the cell line of aborted fetal tissue in it, but it still maybe had a couple of other maybe adjuvants in there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, you know what, I'm going to choose that vaccine instead of the one that has a thimerosal and the aborted fetal tissue and blah, 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 blah. You would probably say, you know what, I'll support you on that. I think it would be better that if you didn't use
relative
that vaccine
risk reduction.
Either.
Yeah,
right?
Relative risk reduction, we would acknowledge.
But it's better. It's better than the other one, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, how do you want to die? You know, a sword or 1,000 paper cuts? I guess you got to decide,
yeah.
Right? By the way, speaking of vaccines, the polio virus, there's an article here, and it's a few years old, but I don't know if we ever covered it. Polio. Vaccinated British man sheds virus for 30 years. We've talked about vaccines, live virus, attenuated virus, the ability to continue replicating and moving on out into the environment, shedding, viral shedding. And they laughed at us, right? What about this polio vaccine? This guy, British man, 30 years ago, vaccinated. He had some kind of immunocompromised scenario. Once again, you give a vaccine to an immunocompromised individual, it's not going to work the way you think it's going to work. And apparently this virus has maintained itself without actually paralyzing the man. Everybody said, oh, it's going to paralyze you. Well, polio is the virus that causes paralysis in everybody who gets it except for 99.95% of the people plus, right? Liam Sheff was famous to have been bringing that out over the years. Read official stories. So his stool samples still contain high levels of this polio virus, and he's shedding. Now, the question is, what do you do about that? So, well, don't play with his poop. Don't swim in sewage. I mean, there are basic concepts here. Now, I would argue that there is not one polio virus. Any number of things that can damage the brain and nervous system and create paralysis, including DDT, mercury, etc. They can rename these things to the until the organic free-range cows come home. And we do hope they come home. And their idea of vaccinating vaca, meaning cow, to prevent disease has been a boon to Big Pharma. Why? Because they know it. And now you know it too. It creates disease. Disease creation machinery from day one in America, Hep B vaccine, onwards into a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical drugs. Not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're still at the 2 hours a day, 6 days a week level, and we're going to plan on continuing that. We've got some changes coming on. For those of you used to listening to us through our GCN feed, we'll be letting you know what's going on there Monday through Friday. Sunday show stays the same. As always, it's been our anchor point for as long as I can remember now. Again, 20th year in broadcast radio as well. And you can go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, because we got a big one going out tonight that's going to tell you how you can plug in to a free webinar on molecular hydrogen, hydrogen water, basically. And I would use that hydrogen water to do something like this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Now, if you want to grow hemp, you wouldn't think your first place to turn is open up the New York Times. Of course, no, I wouldn't either. But there it is in the New York Times. How to Grow Hemp is right there by Malia Wolin. February 14th on Valentine's Day, they published this. Sooner or later, somebody's going to make a joke about you getting high, says Brennan Gilkison, a 42-year-old hemp farmer in central Kentucky who has no interest in getting high. Now, and they go back into the historical precedent. George Washington cultivated hemp in Mount Vernon to mend his fishing nets. And, of course, his focus now, this guy Gilkison, his farm, is about CBD. It's not about THC and getting people high. And he's having to become an educator. In fact, it's wild, Super D. Third-grade classes are now visiting hemp farms. I am so happy. This is really good news. It's like the history of America is coming back, and the history of agriculture in America is coming back. And little kids can walk in a hemp field and not be, like, arrested by the DEA, or teachers arrested, or farmers arrested. I mean, my gosh, what kind of enlightenment is going on about now?
Well, like you said, kind of interesting to see an article, right? Yeah, how to grow hemp. Okay.
In the New York Times.
So the very first thing they recommend here is don't do it until you check with your state and federal regulations, because even though the Farm Bill contained provisions legalizing hemp production, you still need a license to grow it.
Yeah. You plant it right on the street corner, they're going to come and get you, aren't they? It's unfortunate,
right.
But that still hasn't, freedom hasn't gotten that far yet.
Once you jump through the hoops that they're talking about there, then, it just kind of goes on talking about that, you know, if you want to grow good hemp, you got to put it on good ground, right? And so you want to put it in good soil.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about planting it in the ground
spring.
In late spring and harvesting it in the fall, taking care of weeds. So,
but not spraying. I love this because he's going, we don't spray toxic chemicals. We're going out there and weeding by hand. We're doing it differently. Because who wants their CBD or hemp sprayed in toxic chemicals? The people are into hemp are probably more conscious about this and going, you know what? I'd like mine organic, please. Or at least not sprayed with all that garbage. And by the way, considering molecular hydrogen, somebody should ask that question on the air as far as what is your experience with utilizing it for agriculture? You know, when you release the hydrogen in the water and water your plants with it. I think that's a good question, too, because now that people are going to be growing hemp again, let's grow it even faster and bigger and stronger with in a healthy way, I'm saying, not in a kind of a steroidal way, if you will. But a lot of tobacco farmers have converted. We've talked to Josh Hendricks about that, his family, the history of tobacco farming, and the movement to hemp agriculture is a great thing. It's kind of a neat thing. New York Times, how to grow hemp. Wow. Stuff's changing. Even though we got dunderheads like Gottlieb at the FDA and Dickie Pan in California trying to argue for promotion of injecting toxic substances without exemption. So it is with this in life. We live in the worlds of duality. I don't know if you've noticed that, light and dark, right? There is always this, you know, when we have good things happen, there are those that will try to rise up and meet those challenges with what we would call bad things. But there's always balance in life here, and while we're on planet Earth, we'll learn you can't have one without the other. You can choose one without the other, but in terms of this environment, there's always going to be, you know, a socialist amongst you. Not much you can do. Even when socialism fails in Venezuela, they're still going to try and push it here in America. That's part of the Hegelian dialectic. We hope to help you see beyond that in all things, political, economic, physiological, in all those ways, emotional, mental, even spiritual. All right? That's it. We got it. Hour one is done. Super Don. Thank you, my friend. We got Eric on the board tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going into hour two. Ty Bollinger, if he's not napping, he'll be joining us to go outside the box. We'll talk about the suspicions I've had ever since I heard about these DNA farms. Let me collect your DNA. I'll tell you all about your history. No, we'll never give it to the FBI. Oh, wait. We'll find out about that next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Why? So the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.